Hey, everybody, another special show today. Today is going to be a little different because it's not going to be me with one of my co-hosts, either Tyler, Monica, Braden, or Paul. This is going to be a one-on-one chatting. It's going to be mostly toys, which I know it's not Toy Closet, but this guest deserves a special platform. I want to make sure that we're highlighting all the work that they do on their social media side between YouTube and TikTok. So stay tuned on the next episode of Press for Time.
First time?
Yeah, you?
No, not my first time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the House of Geekery himself, Mr. LT.
Hey,
thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy. Man. Finally, we got to get together to get this going. It's been a while.
Yeah, we've been talking offline for probably six, seven months, I'd say.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally, our schedules meet.
No, and I'm grateful for it. Thank you for your time. How's everything going by you?
Good, man. Got out of work, you know, ran by and made sure my mom was taken care of and picked up a couple of packages. I get at least 2 to 3
figures
every week.
Yeah, no, it's an incredible collection you have. For those that are not familiar, this is, I would say, the number one DC figure collector in the world. Big Toddy Mac fan and just, you know, avid lover of toys. And I know you've been doing it for such a long time. So
I have.
Collector to collector, you know, I commend you for quite the collection you've built.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I would say if you don't mind, tell, you know, everybody a little bit about yourself. You know, obviously we met on the world of TikTok, you know, where you have a very large following and you just kind of share your passion and love for figures as they come out. You do a mix of like your own press releases, in my opinion. You know, you've had some great opportunities to kind of show off some figures before anybody else gets them, which is awesome. And, you know, coming from that media side, you know, I go to the toy fairs and I do articles and stuff like that. It's great to see that kind of coverage in TikTok because I feel like we don't see it much. We see just kind of the casual collector, which is nothing wrong with that, but we don't see much of the true media coverage. So you do a great job of that. And I feel like Todd McFarlane doesn't get enough of that, you know, with it comes to his brand. You know, you don't see anybody else. You see a lot of hate sometimes, to be honest, you know, like the comparison of figures and stuff like that.
True.
But, you know, I have my mixed opinions. I'm a big fan, too. I have a wall not like yours. Mine's a little more varied. But, yeah, I mean, if you don't mind just telling our listeners a little bit about, like, your YouTube side and, you know, kind of what you're about.
Well, I am just turned 50 this past October, so I've been at this game for a long time. I'm fortunate to have been born at the time where the first 1977 Star Wars figures came out. I was there when the first Masters of the Universe, the new 3.75-inch G.I. Joes, Transformers Generation 1, I got to see all of these figures come out for the first time, and I have never looked back. I mean, it wasn't until maybe 1987, right before my freshman year going into high school, that I really started collecting figures and not opening them. Up until then, I had been opening all my figures. I mean, I had almost all the Masters of the Universe, you know, at the time, G.I. Joe, Transformers, what have you. But it wasn't really until 1987-ish that I decided to, you know, collect and not open. I mean, of course, you know, back then that was kind of unheard of. You were like, you bought these figures to play with.
Right.
And it was the first set of a toy company called Galoob.
I remember Galoob. Yeah.
They put out a set of Star Trek The Next Generation figures, and it was 87, I believe. And they're just these little 4-inch figures. And I fell in love with them. I mean, I love the show. I'm a Trekkie. I'm a big Trekkie. And I was like, well, it'd be a shame to just, lose something so small, because I mean, they were small figures. So I was like, yeah, I'll just keep them in box. And there, just created a monster, because, after that, we got like Batman the Animated Series Kenner figures in 92. I mean, sorry. Right before that, we had some Toy Biz DC figures. I started collecting those, and it just took off. I mean, and then McFarlane started making figures in 94. Started collecting those, the old school Spawn figures.
The good old blister packs, right? With
Oh, yeah.
the crazy, yeah.
Packs, the ones that are like
More
compared to
dangerous to
now.
open.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you have to like razor them open.
Yep.
Yeah, and just, I mean, figures just, and then they started, the figures started evolving, getting more detailed, more, getting more articulation, of course, costing more. And then the collectability, where not, it wasn't until, well, Spawn McFarlane did this in the 90s, where he would have a his chase figures. You're familiar with like his Platinums today. He did do chase figures, and it was usually like gold versions of Spawn or silver Spawn or Malbolgia or whatever. And that's when people like really like started collecting, like really looking, hunting figures. Because
Right.
you can just go to any store and you'll see the figure, but these special ones you had to really, look for. And that intrigued me a lot. I mean, especially, going looking just at every store. I mean, back then, they didn't have, at least down here, like Targets. It was
Right.
more Kmart, Walmart, even
KB,
you
KB
grow.
Toys.
Oh,
There you
KB
go.
Toys,
See,
Toys R Us.
the best, yeah.
I have plenty of toy from KB still with the sticker on it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Toys R Us, and then they had, mail-in type figures. You'd send so many UPC symbols and mail it off.
Were you one to do that as an in-box collector, though?
I
Like it
do
was get it.
have some. Well, when they would come, they wouldn't come in a box. They'd be just like wrapped in
Right.
plastic,
Well, I'm saying more like in the sense of damaging the boxes for the UPCs, because I feel
Oh,
like
wow.
some of them required that, so that's always like that gray area,
Yeah, no, that's true. And I mean, back then it was kind of hard to buy two of a figure just to do it,
Right.
But if the figure was, special enough, the mail away, yeah, I would do it. But now these days, since I'm an adult, I can buy two of any figure if I want, and if it's worth it to open and one or display, or just keep it in the box and just put it on the wall,
Yeah.
But yeah, now I, like I said, I've been an in-box collector for a long time. A lot of people just do not understand why I do that, and it's more of a nostalgia, aspect for
Yeah.
me.
Well, I have to say, the one thing that's great about a lot of those figures in particular is the packaging is great for
Oh, yeah.
displaying. You think back when Hasbro, about a year ago, decided to go windowless for a while, and that takes away, like, I know you can't see my whole area, but like this entire wall is what you have, but Spider-Man retro cards and Power Rangers, and then the other side is the DC wall. So
Right. Well,
the aesthetic of that design just fits, the art in
My other
the
room
visual.
was my Marvel Legends wall. I collected Marvel Legends for a long time. Not a long time. A while. And but I wasn't a purist, completist collector like I am
Right.
McFarlane. I would buy the really cool figures. And I had a wall, and then like I said, they decided to go windowless. And I was like, why would I want to just hang up a box? So
And then
I
the gamble of is that figure even in the box?
yeah especially yeah people returning them, and it's swapping out the figures, either here, even sending it back to Amazon don't check, and then they just repackage it
Send it
and
to
send
someone
it
else.
back. Yeah.
It's happened to me, unfortunately. Like right around the holidays, I bought a Captain America Bucky Barnes for a friend at a Walmart. Gave it to him. He's like, "You're not going to believe it." He's like, "There's a Captain America Bucky Barnes in the box, but it's like fake." Like, they at least put another version of the figure versus just complete figure swap. So it's just like,
forget it. No. Yeah, I quit. I put them all away, and I concentrated on McFarlane. And that was what, that already going 2 years ago. Last year, 2 years.
As far as the Hasbro thing,
yeah,
it was about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and like they're finally coming back to it now.
Yeah, but I'm already too far gone to.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
Too far invested in just McFarlane. Well,
listen, yeah. Toddy Mac is a dedicated releaser of figures, and we've talked about his stuff plenty on the show. No,
he's dropping figures like every other day.
Oh, it's man, it's crazy.
There was two today.
Yeah, it's insane. Did you see that picture that has that? I don't know if you follow Fraternia on Twitter.
Oh,
yeah, he posted. Someone sent him a screenshot of that Superman of the box. I don't know if you saw. Did you see the Build-A-Figure?
Yeah, Plastic Man.
That's I've been waiting for, man. So
I'll be honest. Excited. I keep my nose down. I mean, my ear to the ground as far as leaks and that set had been leaked at least 3 or 4 months ago.
Okay.
So the next two figures, I don't know if you want to hear the spoilers.
We could do a spoilers for anybody that's listening, but I want to hear it if you don't mind. So 3, 2, 1.
Well,
you had your chance.
Spoiler. Okay. Well, since he dropped two today, I bet you he's going to drop two tomorrow.
Two tomorrow. Yeah.
Which by the time your show goes on, it'll probably be
out. Fair enough. Okay. Good point.
Well, the other two are supposed to be Batman and John Stewart Green Lantern.
Okay.
And it was confirmed that it was the Plastic Man Build-A-Figure. Now, what we didn't know at the time is that it was a Superman, the red and blue, or we don't know if it's a red yet, but I'm sure they're going to be, it's going to be, platinum. And, or could be another variant with a different Plastic Man build a piece.
True. That's a good point.
It could be
But that would mean we would potentially get a whole set of platinums then, right? Which has he done that for a build a figure? I know he's released a build a figure complete as a variant,
right?
But not in the Arkham set, right? He had like the old gray version.
The all gray, yeah, of Solomon Grundy. So that was the gold label.
I mean, just when you feel like he's done something unique, he comes out with something. It's so hard to keep up.
Yeah, you know? I mean, even if it's not, we do know that blue Superman cannot exist without the red.
Right.
So that's going to come out, whether it be an exclusive to some company or his site.
His store, right.
Or it be a platinum. We don't know. I mean, just like the Asriel Knight's End.
Oh, man. Lucky dog.
Well, I'll tell you.
I know a nightmare with those, you know. The last Asriel was a pain to get.
Yes. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, only because that Asriel in the comics has a blue and red and a red version suit, you know?
Right.
So that was only – and Mattel back in the early 2000s or mid-2000s put out both figures as well, blue and red.
Got it.
So, yeah, it was only a natural that, you know, the blue one was going to come out. And, you know, fortunate for me, I've been able to – I've been considered a McFarlane influencer where they would send me figures to review, show off, you know, get the hype going. And when I finally received them, I was like, oh, I don't want to open it, but I can't because
you're obligated in a sense.
I'm obligated to open them, you know? And I mean, I already ordered that red version.
Right.
If I really,
so obviously the gamble of you getting another platinum, that's the name of the game.
That's how it's been in the past.
Right.
I'll order And then that's when the hunt begins for the platinum. Now there's, you know, like I said, I got the steel, Superman steel, platinum also. They gave me to open and show off. And I was just so happened that I had ordered one and it came in platinum. So
nice. That's a score.
Yeah.
So yeah. I've been fortunate for a couple of platinums in store, and like, you know, that shock value is just, it's an awesome feeling. It makes you feel like a kid again.
And because I'm my dumb ass completest ways, I have to have
every version,
stupid variant. Even if it's a variant that's like, maybe the head's tilted that way versus the regular. I mean, I'll go that extreme. Luckily, it hasn't been like that.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you recall, what, 2-3 years ago when he put out the Dark Flash.
Yes.
And it
had, that there was three versions, right?
Yeah, and it never panned out that there ever was. And I was hunting for that figure for like just years. And then again, with some leaked lists we got several months ago, that was on it. The other versions of the Dark Flash, which,
and it was a different head sculpts, right?
Different, essentially. Yes, that also that happened with the Robin Crows from
before we got the 4-pack.
Yes, you had to hunt down the Robin. It was just the head sculpt.
Painful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a lot more committed around that time, and then I got exhausted. You know, like, it just came, one, very limited in space, and obviously being the multiverse of toy collecting, I have it all, so it's like, I can't fill the whole wall of DC, so I have to be mindful, and that's where it's been now.
Right, you know? I'll be honest, I cannot have done it all by myself, and I really thank TikTok for exposing my fandom to this, to other people, like-minded people that share my passion and will actually go out and hunt for me as well. You know, I mean, I got some good friends that last year went to San Diego Comic-Con and got me all the exclusives. I just, you know, boom, cashed out them some money and said, please give me. I was fortunate to get every single one.
Yeah, and then unfortunately, he ended up releasing pretty much all of them on his website, right? Go figure.
Yeah, well.
I know, it's always a gamble.
It's a gamble,
When you're into it, you're passionate, you have to strike when the iron's hot, as they say.
Yes, I will never let a figure go at least a month without me getting it, finally, even if I have to pay. I mean, I'll be honest, I've paid at least triple sometimes of what it's worth, only because I know those figures will never be, you know, found, especially down here. The market I have down here, it's a scalper's paradise.
Yeah.
The people resell the hell out of these figures. I've got a lot of friends, good guys, but they're scalpers, you know. Right. I'll hit them up first to see if I can get some kind of like good friend discount, but yeah, no.
When they know they want to make that money, they know the money's there.
Yeah, and especially if not down here on eBay, Mercari, you know, when they're charging at least four times.
Right.
And, you know, the more exclusive the figure, you know, the higher it is.
Highest price, yep. It's the name of the game. I mean, it's been like that for a while, and I feel like at the peak of the pandemic, you know, it was... That's everybody was buying everything up, so you couldn't find anything. So then it just made it even harder. And you know, that I think he wasn't as wild with the, because now he's doing the golds and the platinums like around the same time, and he's not giving anybody a chance to breathe. Let's just be honest. You know, that's always what he's done though over the years.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's got the regular releases and then the gold, the platinum, and now he's got those collector edition figures.
Right.
You know, and of course he now manages DC Direct. So he's got all those figures come out. They're all DC related, of course, but they're not part of the DC multiverse.
Right.
He's got the animated series figures, which, I've
Those
got
are
up.
essentially re-releases, right? They were DC Deluxe
Yeah, so
originally.
far they have. There's been a couple that, like the Build-A-Figure piece, the ones that have never been, had never seen before, like Condiment Man, there's never been a figure.
Right.
Lockdown had never been. Everything else has are re-releases as far as these sculpts, of course, repainted, cel-shaded, and some of them. A lot of people hate that, but I don't bother.
Yeah, I seeing them in person, I was a bit turned off because I felt like it was a bit excessive. Like as far as like it's, I just like the idea of having those characters as they are, and it, I felt the same thing with Hasbro with the X-Men figures with the VHS. I felt
No,
like they went a little too hardcore with the cel shading, but you know, to each their own, right?
I have the original. I'm looking at them right now. I have the originals from DC Direct that were pre-McFarlane. This was when DC Direct, before they didn't go under. They just
They
closed.
had like those squared boxes where they had the deceased figures, right?
Before they closed their doors in 2019, 2020. I'm not sure. I don't remember. They had put out the last figures of Batman, Jason Todd, as animated Jason Todd. And I was fortunate to get all those before they closed the doors. But then when McFarlane took over, he re-released those again on top of new figures. And again, they were all just repackaged figures. For
Right.
those who couldn't get them the first time, which, it's all business. He knows they're gonna sell. People bitch and moan. Oh my God, you know that, but they sell. I don't know if you follow any of the Facebook groups, how they're all like, oh, another Batman.
Yep.
Even
I see it.
Todd has said, yeah, Batman sells. I
That's it.
guarantee you go to any Walmart where it. Yeah, you'll find a lot of figures on peg, but you will never find a Batman just sitting there.
There's only one Batman figure that's not like really Batman that I see in every store, and I'm sure you probably see him everywhere too. Duke Thomas.
Oh.
You can't give him away.
Yeah.
Every store.
Yeah, no, that's true. But no, yeah, for the most part, if you will not find a Batman, and it's because he sells.
Right.
We're they
Every
just.
generation.
With this past Asriel pre-order this past week, there was another Batman, a repaint, and then the first appearance Batman. Three Batmans in
With the
one.
platinum.
And now we're getting this Build-A-Figure set with another Batman. And
So those
we
are gonna be like, it seems like they're almost a mix of animated series, but not animated series design. Like, is
this new
that
set,
what?
Justice League?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say yes. I think it's, I don't remember the artist, Jeff Johns, I think. Jeff Johns, I'm not sure if that's it. He did that series of Justice League in the comics
Okay.
where he, where the blue Superman and then, of course, the armored, not armored, the Hook
Yeah.
Aquaman, that was all part of that series. And,
We've gotten a lot of Aquamans over the year too, you know, which is
Yeah.
crazy between the page punchers and the one Aquaman that I can't stand with the open mouth,
Ah,
the Flashpoint,
the
with the
flat.
one flat that one flash that has eluded me, cannot
Oh,
find him. Fifty,
well,
sixty dollars.
that was the star of the set, man.
Yeah, he was.
It
It
was.
was like the tease that he's willing to give you an extra head sculpt.
That's what sold it.
Yep.
Everyone wants an extra head rather than buying a whole nother damn figure for that head. He gave you that head, boom, that sold out instantly.
And it was a great mold too. So
Oh
it was,
yeah.
yeah. One day, I'm sure I'll get him on Mercari when I give in like we do, you know.
Nani? Yeah, well, I mean, again, and it also sucked that it was those were Walmart exclusives on top of them being a quarterly released Build-A-Figure set.
Yes, I remember
That
that.
I
There was
hate
actually
that.
Target. It was Target.
Target,
Because
sorry, yes.
because my wife works for Target and I was like,
Yes,
you got to
sorry.
keep an eye out. Come on. And she
Yeah,
never
yeah.
it never saw the light of day in her store, so
I
you
didn't
know.
like the fact that there was one per quarter, one per 4 months.
Right. Well, they did that before. They did that with the Batman Beyond wave. Same idea. The teasing and
I didn't like that one either.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, especially you find and like I don't keep them in order. I keep
Right.
the build figures in order. And in order and then just going so many months with just one hanging there and then
And then
two
gap.
until December. Look, finally four.
The OCD kicks in, you see the hole, and
Oh.
it's just, yeah, I hear that.
I'm bad.
So I got to ask you a very tricky question, because
Cool.
with the collection that you have, out of all the, we'll stick with the McFarlane waves. What would you say, like, your top three figures would be?
Right now, of this, of what I
Of
have.
what he has released that you have gotten your hands on. I know it's tough because you're gonna have to break your neck to look around. Oh, there's so many, you know? It's I ask myself all the time, and I'm just like, I don't know.
I know one of them is the Grim Knight Batman.
Okay.
Only
Which is sweet.
because that was he's right there.
Awesome figure. That was right at the peak of when weapons were
Yeah, I was
banned,
about to
pretty
say the
much.
next one is Red Hood, the last Red Hood that came with two pistols. After that, now. I like the metal DC metal Batman with the scythe and the Sith and the metal jacket
The
that come with
jacket,
came with the
the
guitar.
very pointy spikes that actually
Yes.
can hurt you.
Man, that's three. I mean,
Yeah. I mean, it's faster than I thought. I mean, I feel like I would struggle.
I'll be honest, the Azrael's that just came out
Yeah.
are just beautiful. I
I
mean,
mean, I
they're
watched your video and I was just drooling. Because.
sculpted so fine, and
Yeah.
I can't wait till mine come in so I can put it on the wall.
I
But
love that he gave the six pieces too. I mean,
yeah,
it's a lot of plastic, you know, to give him the
and they're
figures.
like hard look blades, but they don't
Yeah.
bend. Yeah,
That's awesome.
those are the main three. I mean, there's more. I mean, I love them all. I mean, you have some that are just eh.
Yeah.
They're not figures, but of course that's when the completist OCD comes in. Yeah, and I need it no
No
matter what.
choice. Yeah, I would say maybe some of the earlier sets had a lot of those questionable figures, at least in my opinion. You
Well,
know, like
one
that
of
early
them.
Build a Figure Bane
Oh
that
yeah,
didn't really stick together too
that was
well.
the Last Night on Earth series. Yeah, that one's all right. But I was thinking more of the at least a couple
The
of figures
Batman.
from the Black Adam series of the movie, the Cyclone.
Yeah. I actually didn't. I only bought the Dr. Fate and the Black Adam with the hood. That's it. I kind of stayed away. I'm just like, and then you keep seeing them in clearance and GameStop. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, and then like there's some that I mean there's a couple of flashes that weren't really that good either. I mean, I love the
Yes.
Flash as a character. There's the Flash for Injustice 2 that came out.
Yeah, it was
It was
both
two
of them, right?
both.
Two
Yeah.
versions. Yeah.
So
I thought
no,
the
yeah.
Supergirl was disappointing. Her hair mold was really, really weird.
True.
I didn't buy it just because I'm like, it doesn't look like hair. I don't know what that's supposed to be. You know, and it's like I want the figure, and then he came out with a three pack. I'm like, is it any better? Nope.
No. The only thing different than that three pack was that Batman had a little paint app to it. The other
Right.
two, Fate and Supergirl, were the exact same thing.
Which
And
is, you know, it's what he
and there
does.
were yeah, and those figures were released as the Page Puncher series first, and then they
Yes.
became the DC Multiverse.
Right. Mix it all up.
Oh
It's one
yeah.
big multiverse, so it's okay. And then
So
there's
yeah.
a there was that weird three pack he did on Amazon too with Clayface, Batman and Batwoman, and it was like
Batwoman.
the only way to get that Batwoman, right?
Yeah,
As far as I know.
well, I mean, until we just until a little while ago, last month or 3 weeks ago when we had that Hal Jordan drop.
Right.
We only had one Hal Jordan, and that was the two-pack.
The two-pack, right.
Yeah. He's never been singly carded released.
And but, I think that one, wasn't that first one, like, not, like, true classic design? This is, the newer release is closer, right?
Yeah. Well, the newer is closer. However, it's technically not DC Multiverse.
Right.
The McFarlane digital figures in what I think it was called digital figures. What was it?
Do you do those too?
I'm stupid. Yes. Well, no. Wait. Are you talking about the digital?
Yeah.
No. I don't
thank
get God. That.
Thank you.
I love you, McFarlane, but I don't understand that.
Yeah, the NFT nonsense, essentially.
As it is, these three new ones that are coming out in physical form are coming with digital figures.
Digital Build-A-Figure.
Yeah, and
digital Build-A-Figure. That's just disappointing.
I just don't understand, though. I do not understand how you can own a digital copy where someone can just click and paste and they have it too. Wait, what?
Yeah, I never understood that. I know Hasbro did that. With like, I'm a Power Ranger guy too, so they had, like, when they did the Megazord, they did a black and gold version, right. But they sold the NFT first, so you only bought the NFT, and they said if you buy it, you get the option to order the actual figure. So it's like you still had to kind of double dip.
Yeah, which is, well,
mind blowing to me.
I already told myself if I happen to find another of those digital figures and it's like on clearance or whatever the hell, I'll open it and I'll see what this whole digital nonsense is about. But I cannot get into it. I just don't see how I can give someone money and then they say, okay, here's a file that you own that no one else in the world's gonna own. But that makes no sense, especially in this digital age.
Yeah, so, I'm with
you. I know I want my plastic in a box. Thank you very much.
Physical tangible all day. Just like media. I mean, I'm not sure if you're into physical media in either game or movie sense, but, you know, that's a very hot topic nowadays. So I was going to ask what you think about that. How all these people are deleting and, you know, removing licenses and you're losing access to, you know, stuff that you've potentially purchased or leased, if you will.
Right. I mean, I used to be a real big collector of DVDs, Blu-rays back in the day. And now, you know, you hear Target, Best Buy, they're doing away with physical copies. Everything's going to be digital. And I used to, like, have just a library. I was bored one day. Yeah, let's watch this. And then same thing with video games.
Spoiled.
You just play with it. See which one you want? Oh, let's play this one. Load it, whatever. I mean, that also comes back from... We're of that age where we grew up with media like that you could take out and replace. It was not digital.
Right. But now I think we've been spoiled, but not necessarily in a good way. It's like too much of a good thing, if you think about it.
Right. So, like, my games, I like physical copy. I don't have anything digitally in my computer, in my PS5, minus the actual game data. Or the loading data. Everything
would they
else.
Would they make you download from the disc anyway?
Yeah. But
but at least you have the physical, which is great.
Yeah.
No, it's true. Yeah, I mean, it's a scary time, in my opinion, because I feel that what's going to happen is the surge of interest is going to come back when all these people are abandoning ship, and it's going to make the scalper paradise. You know, all these people that got rid of this stuff on the cheap. You know, I know a lot of people that did. Get rid of this stuff, and then I shouldn't have sold it. You know, now you're gonna go pay double, triple to get back a DVD, a Blu-ray, an HD DVD. show our age, right? Laserdisc though,
right? So say, great. There's Laserdisc too.
Betamax. Let's go far back.
Yes. Oh no. Yeah. Well, I mean, hell, people. There are collectors that people are buying old, like those old. Disney, I don't know what
the VHS, the clamshell.
Yeah, those are like money.
So there was a lot. I remember there was like a couple of articles years ago that talked about that. And then people were starting, oh, I have that in my collection. And then everybody started trying to sell them. So like now you could kind of find them anywhere. Like I go to thrift stores all the time with my 7-year-old and stacks of Disney, you know, the only ones you look for that Little Mermaid with that cover that they'll never release again, you know, stuff like that. But I mean, look, it was a great time to be, I feel like, a media person, you know, because like you said, having that physical, tangible, having to think about what you want to put on. I think it all started with cable. You think about cable TV, you had 1,000 channels and nothing to watch. I think that's the world we're living in now because we have Netflix and all these other platforms. You put on something and 90% of the time you don't know what to watch. Right. You know, it's a tough time. But then you get attached to something, it can be gone tomorrow. You know, like I had a show that I ended up really, really liking on HBO Max, called Infinity Train. It was an animated series. And it was like a little mini series. It was like 3 seasons. They canned it. Like they like wiped it from existence. You can't buy physical media. You can't buy digital. It just doesn't exist. Right. And I think like somebody that knew the creators just started putting Google links on Twitter. Like, hey, we want people to have it. You know, it's like the way of what Warner Brothers has been doing. They're just kind of like canceling everything, you know?
They, tax write-off.
It's a scary time, you know, that's what I'm saying. But I figured I'd ask you because obviously as a collector, you come from that time of, you know, we have a better appreciation for physical stuff. Oh, yeah. Whereas everybody's into NFTs now, like we said, and, you know, anything that is on their phone, if you will. Right. It's like, oh, I have it here. It's like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
You know, and even music. Like, music's a big one.
The resurgence of vinyl, you know?
Yeah. I'd say cassettes too.
Yeah.
And I'm a musician and I had a dream as a kid to be able to put my music on a cassette. You know, and it makes me really feel my age, you know, but again, it reminds me that, hey, I can just throw that on and I know what I'm listening to versus going on Apple Music and on a whim, you know, is what I'm looking for going to be available.
Yeah, so, no, I got my daughter into vinyl way before she started high school. And this was, she's 25 now, more than 10 years ago. 15 years ago, I started her into vinyl.
That's awesome.
She loves it. She collects every once in a while, just, you know. And that was, again, that was something that wasn't, maybe 20 years ago, there was no vinyl. I mean, because it was still CD or no, well, MP3 was still, was hitting, but.
Yeah, DVD, the last 20 years, it was big on the Napster and the, not even Napster, like I'm gonna start going too far back, like LimeWire. Like I was thinking more of like when they started the subscription, like Rhapsody. I don't know if you remember Rhapsody. I worked at Best Buy like 20 something years ago, and we used to have to sell those subscriptions, and that's when it really started. It started with these platforms of, you know, you can buy the album and then you can listen to it unlimited times per month, and that's really when it started kind of getting a little more away from the physical. Like you still had the CDs. But the vinyl was very unheard of unless you had somebody that was a artist that knew they had a following, knew that it was going to sell, and it'd be extremely limited release. And it's still like that now. But I feel like you can go in to Target and you can buy vinyl, which is crazy nowadays.
Yeah. It's cool, though. And it's just not – it's like vinyl with extra whatever, like extra tracks and then extra vinyl with extra stuff. It just – it's more how like DVDs used to be back in the day.
Collector's editions.
Yeah. And then they.
It gives you that bonus.
Yeah. Then the different vinyl colors. You can collect different, you know. Even.
We got to make sure Todd McFarlane doesn't start releasing vinyl because then we're going to be in deep trouble.
I would.
Come out with those platinums. He's going to be like, Toddy Mac here. I decided to put out a Batman 89. I'm going to have 7 versions. I can see him doing it.
He originally he had the won the license from Mattel in 2000. It was only for 3 years. And it was like last year that he announced he got it for another two for 2025. Mattel had it for 20 years. So I think McFarlane could pretty much do that too.
If he's listening, right? It's like, oh, you guys gave me an idea.
I mean,
just remember, if we see it,
Kenner
heard it here first.
Yeah, the DC license in the 80s. Then they lost it to Toy Biz for a year, I think, year and a half. And then they got it back. They owned it the whole 90s. And then Mattel took it over in 2000, held it for 20 years. So I think McFarlane can, shit, he could probably top that easily.
Well, think about what he's doing with other licenses, you know, like not to go too much into the weeds with it, but he announced that he has licensing with Hasbro now. So not That's only great. Is he going to do DC, he's going to do Marvel and Transformers and G.I. Joe. Which I wanted to ask what you thought about that. Insane.
When I first heard about it, I was excited, but I was like, oh man, am I going to have to start collecting Marvel again? Shit.
But page punchers, probably,
yeah,
right?
It was announced that there were the page punchers, the smaller ones, which I started collecting the DC ones, and I'm up to date with them, but I'm like, oh, I hope they don't put any more out because I didn't like them. They were just these 4-inch figures that were meant for kids to play while they're reading the comic book. And that was his main goal.
Which is a great incentive.
To get read the comic book, get people interested back in the physical form of reading comics. So when they announced that, I was like, oh, wow. I mean, how are they going to do that? And then they say, oh, it's the little ones. I'm like, okay, well, then is it Transformers? Are they going to transform? No, they're little figures. G.I. Joes, are they going to be the 3-inch 6-inch ones? But no, they're the little ones. And that's going to go hopefully the same for Power Rangers down the road. You know, they all the licenses Hasbro has.
They got Dungeons and Dragons. They got Fortnite, which is they don't do much with anymore. But you know, it's just a crazy idea that he's got enough trust in the industry where they're willing. You know, obviously they're limiting what he can create, you know what I mean? But he's out there pumping in all directions at this point.
Yeah, and he's got, again, he just announced licensing with Universal Studios, you know? They do the monster, Hollywood Monsters, Jurassic Park. They got a bunch of, you know, the names under their belt.
Yeah. So, thing I'm wondering, if you remember, he used to do the Movie Maniacs before, not what he's doing now. Do you want to see him revisit the way he did that with the horror movies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like he's picking weird licenses now, you know, if you think about it. And they're not even figures.
No.
They're more statues, right?
They're like little statues. And they're based on Warner Brother movies, you know, because they're not horror. The closest he got to horror, I think, was Mandy. I don't know. It's a B-rated movie with Nicolas Cage.
Right.
Other than that, no. I mean, he calls them Movie Maniacs, and I understand because, I mean, he owns probably that name and that moniker, at least. But, yeah, no.
Misleading a little bit.
Yeah, I wish he would go back to those old ones. I collected all those younger, but I unfortunately had to sell those because I had a rough patch in my head during my young.
I think we all had that. Yeah,
I had to sell all those movies, man. I mean, he had beautiful. He had like Chucky, Leatherface, Freddy.
Evil Dead ones were great. Oh,
yeah, God, he had so many. Pumpkinhead, Candyman. He did so many. You know, and then he would do the variants of those, the bloody ones, and oh, I wish he could go. So. If he's going to go start with the Universal Monsters,
it's a good start.
It'd be a great start to that. I mean, as far as them right now, I don't collect those.
It was like Bugs Bunny. Like, it's just really strange out of the ordinary.
Wicked Witch. What's his name? The Hangover.
It's as bizarre as they come, in my opinion. You know, it's like, who's buying that? And then obviously he's doing them in limited runs too, which is at least smart in that regard. But I feel like everything he does, for the most part, he's not stacking for an extended period of time. I mean, you never find most of the figures for any of the stuff, you know, for more than a couple of months, because it usually gets flushed through, and it's you're not finding too much of his stuff in like Ross or Burlington, you know, where you're finding a lot of these other properties that are getting liquidated. You know, his stuff gets purchased. So.
No, I agree. I think they should be figures, or even if they were the statues, he should go back to those movie maniacs of yesteryear, and they're actual maniacs, you know, not well, Ted Lasso was one of them, you know.
Like, come on. And think about, like, you know, just think about a different, you know, generation of horror too. You know, you have what was done in the past, which you could potentially revisit as maybe like a classic, but you have so many modern, you know, characters that you can potentially license. You know, you have Terrifier, and you know, the list goes on and on. I mean, I would love for him to kind of get the really side tangent, but he had the Five Nights at Freddy's franchise for a
Oh,
little bit.
yeah.
And, you know, obviously that didn't last too long, but have you ever seen what those things go for now? It's crazy. $400, $500 for a set. That's when he was doing like that Lego phase where there were like those and South Park. Like he had the like the whole building sets. But like he'd do a great job and having molds of like stuff like that, because Funko does it all now, but he knows how to like take those mature figures and really give
Well,
them nice articulation and, you know, overall design.
speaking of mature figures, he's bringing back the Walking Dead too. You know,
Right.
he got that
True,
license
true.
back. And those that the first the initial run of Walking Dead figures were really good. I mean, they were bloody and they were articulated. They were really designed well. You had the zombies. You had, you know, missing limbs. Michonne with her blades or those
The two
walkers.
zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had Carl with that bloody, what it got, Shaw or whatever he wore.
Yeah.
Daryl, you know, you had all. It was just he did a really good job with those figures, and now that he's got him, I guess he got the license back, because I don't recall who had the license after in between him, so.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't seen much in figure form, I would say. It's been a while. It's if at least not like in a brick and mortar, you know. Like I feel like GameStop was probably the last time I saw them, but it was probably his figures, I'm thinking. Years ago. It was probably like 6, 7 years ago, if not longer, maybe, right?
At
'Cause the
least,
show's
yeah.
been around a long time.
It has, yeah. My daughter
She
loved that show, and I got her Daryl and his chopper as a set.
Wow.
Yeah, beautifully. It's there's a detail. I mean, those were McFarlane figures.
Yeah, he
So,
does great. I was gonna say he does great on the vehicles too. It's the
oh
one
yeah.
thing we didn't really talk about. That's another dangerous slope for you, right?
God,
Between
yeah.
the
I mean,
Batwing and two Batmobiles and all the bikes.
oh my God, and I have them all. My stupid ass has them all. Christ. And then there's leaks of there we hopefully gonna get a tumbler. We're gonna get a another Batmobile. I don't know which one aside from the tumbler. We're gonna get a Joker mobile from the 66 line.
Oh boy.
There's a lot of vehicles still out that could be made. I mean, there's a lot of Batmobiles that could still be made, you know? I mean,
Yeah.
just the movies alone, like the Batman and Robin one or the Batman Forever Batmobiles. I would love to have those if he ever made those. The tumblers are
Man.
given, you know, because of Christian
That's
Bale, but I would love to have. Even though those movies were like, by today's standards, just—I mean, I love them. I still love them. They're campy as hell, but they're so cool.
I mean, we finally got an Arnold figure, so I was happy about that. So,
So, and since they released a Val Kilmer figure, that means you know they're gonna release Batman Forever figures. You know, we'll get a
yeah.
Robin, Chris O'Donnell, not in a Nightwing type looking suit. You know, Jim Carrey. what do you call it? Tommy Lee Jones.
Jones, yeah.
Oh,
it'd be awesome.
Would love another set, but and
I'll take a Bane as a build a figure. Big green Bane.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
I mean, I just hope he even go as far as back as getting. We'll get a Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman, a Danny DeVito, you know.
Oh man, get the Penguin. That'd be great.
Here, wear a button. Let me just get it on there.
I don't think we'll ever get a Jack Nicholson figure. I mean, it took a while for us to get the Heath Ledger one.
And that's a great figure. It's probably... Yeah. I wasn't crazy about all the Jokerized ones, but I know you got those too.
I have them all.
Is there any figure that you're missing that you haven't gotten yet? Like even like earlier that like, you know, you just maybe waiting for the right price.
No, well, right now I have every single figure except the newly released Crisis on Infinite Earths Spectre. Platinum.
The Platinum.
Green Label, Green Era. Green Lantern Spectre?
Yes.
I have them all except for that one. And
bless your heart.
That one's going to be a hard-ass one to find, only because
it's through
him. They're sold out, and his place was the only way to find them. His store. Someone has reached out to McFarlane, and they said that they will be putting those out, the Platinum versions, on that...
The raffle that thing service, that he does.
Yeah, that EQL equal service where you
have you had success with that?
I had
success the first time and not since.
Really? Yeah. And I mean supposedly they say if you bought the set or you get like several more entries into the hat, so to say, your name into the hat.
Interesting.
Which, you know, might be the only way to go. You know, because yeah, that figure's like I said, it's only his figure,
right?
And there was supposed to be—I heard rumors that there was supposed to be another Platinum to that set in Psycho Pirate, but okay. I haven't heard anyone get that or heard so, which is okay with me because it'd be something else to hunt. But as of right now, I am 100% complete. As far as variant,
you get it like
gold 100%. Labels.
I bow to you, my friend.
Build a figures, collector's editions. I have them all, even the page punchers. I've got those all. The Batman animated series figures.
It's crazy that like I'm still discovering Platinums I didn't know. Because like you don't, a lot of times they're so limited, you don't even see people post them. Like I didn't know there was a Ghostmaker one for a while,
and
just saw somebody on TikTok. I'm like, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah,
damn it, you know.
Yeah, Ghost. That's a great figure. That's another really good one.
I love that figure. Yeah,
and I'm glad he's doing figures like that, especially newer names, newer characters.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, I mean, I'm so. As far as keeping my nose to the grind, as far as leaks, I will always keep track of all leaks. Like, in fact, last week they just released a good list of maybe 50 figures coming out this year.
It's just crazy.
And
is Cyborg Superman on there?
Yes, it is.
I feel like, oh man, how about a Eradicator that's not all black?
It didn't say. I have the list on my phone. Like I saved it. I mean, it is a lot of figures we're getting. And, I mean, Multiverse, Batman 66, the Batman the Animated Series figures, the Collector's Edition. One of them, I think, is going to be Connor Kent.
Okay.
I think that's what it was. I don't remember. I think it was also a classic Green Arrow, either through that way or through the...
I would say that's long overdue, too, now that I think about it. We only have two, right? I believe one was Injustice,
the Arrow,
and then the WCW.
Yeah, the Arrow, CW, and Injustice too. Yeah, no, we need another one. I mean, we need a two pack of him and Black Canary. I wish we could get a Black Canary, but you know,
I want a Wildcat, man. I don't know. I'd love that.
That'd be awesome. No, he's there. If you ever did, you ever collect, or did you ever see the Mattel DC Universe figures?
They never collected them, but I did see, you know, they released them in the stores.
They released hundreds and hundreds of figures through the good, I think, 10-year span that they had that line going. Hundreds and hundreds, and they were just digging into the DC library, bringing out names, you know, and it was to the point where, like, today Marvel Legends are just getting all names I've never heard of characters. That's what they were doing back then with DC, and I think McFarlane's going to do that soon. You know, once that's open, you know,
he's doing it a little bit. He's got like Animal Man, which is
Animal Man. There's a bunch of them like on that list I said coming out that I had to really think about it. I'm like, who's that? And they're like, oh, okay, cool. So, as long as he digs in deep into his catalog, I think we'll be getting a lot of, especially female characters, you know. I would love, like I said, I'd love to get a Black Canary, Zatanna. Oh my God, I need her. Shaira, Hot Girl. We need, we might get her eventually soon because she's coming out in the new Superman movie.
Right. True. True.
We're overdue for a new Harley Quinn figure. We got this so much, you know, he needs to do. But,
and I'm sure he's ready to go. So we just gotta keep those pockets lined.
That's what I was saying. He's gonna have this line for a good while. I do not see him or someone outbidding him. Whenever the license comes up for order or reapplying again,
right?
I don't think he's gonna lose it. I mean, especially now that he's in charge of DC Direct, you know, directly from Warner Brothers.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be kind of dumb if they gave the license to someone else, but they had him still aboard as a managing.
Yeah, at the core.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think it's going anywhere. And then, fortunately for us, the fans, you know, we're the ones that are going to benefit from it, you know, especially
the our complete pockets aren't going to, but.
Right, my wallet hates me, man.
Yeah.
Now that we're gonna get the next week another pre-order set for the Justice League that's coming out. I mean,
just keeps coming.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever get a chance, look up that list, or I'll mail it to you. Whatever, it's at least another 50 figures that are gonna come out up until at least
the end of the year, potentially.
Well, at least 25. Comic-Con sent in the summer. Right.
And then that's 6 months. Jeez.
Yeah. And then they'll send another list for the winter because he does a winter showcase.
Right.
Because at Comic-Con is when he introduces new figures for the beginning of the next year.
Right.
Because last Comic-Con was the Batman and Robin, if you recall.
Right.
The one last year before that was the Dark Knight.
Right. So. Yeah. That's awesome. It's lot to look forward to, right? No, but listen, man, I don't want to keep you. I really appreciate you taking so much time to chat with me. This was great. And I hope we get to connect again. Again, you are welcome anytime. We can talk toys all day.
Oh, my God. I can, dude. I can lose my voice just talking about... I mean, it's a passion. It's a labor of love. I don't have to be doing this, you know. It's just I'm at a point in my life where everything is paid for. My daughter's gone through college. I'm happily divorced. I do not pay child support. I don't, you know, everything's just where I can do this.
Yeah. No, you work hard and you reward yourself. Nothing wrong with that.
So,
and it's awesome to connect with you in a like-minded manner. And again, there's all nothing but love for toys and collectibles here and superheroes, you know. So again, I love all your content. I love your videos. You get me excited for figures day and day. You kind of need to stop because I can't keep up. But no, keep up the great work. And, you know, maybe in the future we can meet up in person. Like if you get to one of these trade shows, like I'm always at the toy fairs, and I've been trying to reconnect with McFarlane, and in the press side, it's very hard. Like it felt very like 90s movie. Like I used to work with them years ago, back when I think 2018, I was working with them with just doing like articles and stuff for Gaming Age, the game site I work for.
Cool.
But you know, a time went by, the person that I was working with didn't work there anymore. So I tried to reconnect, and then that's just like, no, we don't know who that is. They're not here. And I tried walking up to the booth, and they were just like, no,
nope,
you can leave your card, but you can't come back here. And I think it's because he was there, and I think they get very protective of him. And it's like, I wasn't going to run in. It was the toy fair when he showed off the figures just to the media for the Batman and Robin set.
Yeah.
So like we literally walked around the corner. We saw him. I was like, oh, there he is.
Last year, I was invited to San Diego Comic-Con to his private party before the show. But I was invited like maybe a week and a half before. I'm like, oh, I cannot make it. And then for the New York Comic-Con this past, was it December?
Yeah,
November,
December.
Yeah. They had also extended an invite. But I'm like, I'm at that point where the only thing holding back, and fortunately, this is fortunate that it's my mom. You know, I'm taking care of my mom, and you know, I had to pass. But I mean, if not, yeah, I would have been there. You know, I would have slept on the damn street just to go in and finally get to meet McFarlane and, you know, talk, just shoot the shit.
Yeah.
Especially
that's a great opportunity for you.
Yeah.
I hope it happens for you. I think that'll be really cool. But again, you know, the future is bright. You have a great future ahead of you. And again, keep up all the great work that you do. I love everything you do. So thank you for being part of this. And I'm glad we've been able to connect.
Yes, but, finally.
Do you have anything else you'd like to share with anybody before we disconnect?
No, man. I appreciate all of you. I'm, like I said, my dumb ass is on TikTok all the time, and I'm always posting on Instagram and everywhere. But mainly right now it is TikTok. I'm trying to hit that 50,000 follower mark. I will do it soon.
You will. I'm looking forward to that. It's an exciting milestone for you.
Oh yeah.
And congrats on just like such a strong support system in the fandom. And I see it. I see the comments. Even the guys that give the hate. The hate is never for you. The hate is for their opinion on the, you know, the Toddy Max and
yeah, that, like that, and like, why don't you open your figures? That's stupid.
It's true. But now you've given them a little bit of both because you have that great relationship and they're sending you stuff and you're getting the best of both worlds. Yes, so
I'm opening their stuff, not mine.
Exactly. That's the way to do it. I mean, I'm grateful. I have some great partnerships with Diamond Select Toys. Thank you as always, guys. They always take care of me. I have a huge box here that I have not been able to get through of tons of figures that I got to, you know, but I'm pressed for time, as you know.
I hear you. It does take time to make a video, edit, put it up. Yeah, it takes time.
Absolutely. But, you know, we have great opportunities. So we have the time. We put our love into it. That's it. But again, cool. LT, thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Everybody, thanks for hanging out. We appreciate your time. Till next time, take care and have fun, everybody.
Bye-bye.